Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
You are listening to episode 711. And we are in Chicago.
We sure are.
Where we're pretty badass.
That's right.
We don't put up with any shit.
Mm-mm, no, we stand up to people.
Right. Oh,
that was alarming.
You guys, we're wearing our headphones and things seem a little louder than probably what they really are. We could probably turn
you
it down, but I'm afraid.
Bit. I don't know. Are we okay?
Is that better?
I'm okay.
Okay. You just jumped there like you're going to come out of your seat because of it.
Well, I jumped because you made your jungle noise.
So, you see this picture? This is people love this on an audio podcast when you're asking people
right.
to look
Can
at
you
stuff.
See this?
Yeah. So this picture, it's like a crafting object.
Right,
it's
right,
new,
right.
right? Somebody goes, is that the name of your radio show?
Top Plate?
Top Plate. It's someone from Florida that doesn't, I mean, they knew about the podcast, but they
right.
don't normally listen. So how's your week been going, Adam? You sound a little congested.
I am getting over a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I feel much better, frankly, but I also infected my partner, George.
You know, I think, was George sick when we met, when I saw him last week? It seemed like he was
started. It may have been starting. That's what happens, though, in close
I've always wanted to know this.
Okay.
How do actors and singers who get colds, how does that work? Can you say, I'm not feeling it, or do you have to push through?
You have to push through. Like, I've had rehearsal all week, and like, I'm sure if I was, like, definitely ill, like, I could have not gone or whatever, but, like, I wasn't 100%. If I had performances, you kind of, like, part of your training is learning how to, like, deal with that. Like, I've been, like, insanely sick, but, like, the way that I've learned how to, like, push my body, basically, because you have certain
Watch
muscles.
Watch the peas. I listened to the last show.
Oh my God.
I was like, where are my eardrums?
I don't know how to not enunciate. I'm a stage actor.
Oh my God, because I'm like perfect. No, I'm
Pretty
just kidding.
Pretty much.
But what if you're like going into coughing fits and stuff like that? Like if you're singing and it could make you go into a coughing fit.
Well, the mechanisms for singing and coughing are not entirely related, but like I do... Usually I warm up enough or there are, you know, ways around coughing, like you medicate yourself, basically, but you don't want to over medicate yourself because then you can't necessarily like feel what your muscles are doing. And then you like overstrain
or want to
yourself.
Be there.
Right, exactly. I threw my back out once sleeping on my mom was visiting and she was coming to see a show. This was a couple years ago. And I slept on the couch and I threw my back out and I had to get like a muscle relaxer shot in my ass, like in one of my butt cheeks.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, well, you better drive to your performance now because you're going to be feeling it in like 45 minutes. Like you're going to be. And I was like, am I going to be able to perform? And they were like, probably, I guess. Like, we'll see.
How'd
and I was
go?
Like, it was fine. Like I had a really good show. But like definitely like leading up to the show, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so out of it. But I was all right. You have to rely on yourself. You have to have the confidence you can pull it off.
Okay, cool. I think you were going into maybe another reason why you have little congestion you're getting used to.
Yes, we got a new dog this week.
Yay! You finally whittled George down to the nubbins.
Yes. I was really surprised that he was like down with it. And like he was, because I think I was having like a rough Wednesday and I was like, oh, I kind of have a cold. I don't really feel good. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to take a cab. I took a Lyft to the animal shelter, one of the animal shelters here in Chicago. And I hung out with a little guy named Badger. And he was very quiet and very sweet and just lovely. And I told George about him. And George was like, well, if he's still there, like over the weekend, like we can go check him out. and he loved him. So
as you had already placed them on hold on him on hold on Wednesday, saying I'll be back on Saturday.
Right. Well, they don't let you do that at the shelter here. They're like, you better, like, I went at like 4.
Make your choice today.
Yes. So I went at like 4 o'clock, or a little bit before 4, and George was working, and he was like, well, I'm going to drive down like as soon as I can. So I had to, like, I was hanging out with his dog for like 3 hours straight. Like, people were like, oh, that's such a cute dog. Is that your dog? Can I see that dog? And I was like, no, he's mine.
I'm waiting on his ride.
Right. Exactly.
Wait, you guys have a car?
No, we don't.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
I thought you,
yeah,
you well, said no. We'll drive. And so I didn't know.
Yeah, no, we both have car sharing.
Oh, programs, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. We're very environmentally friendly.
Why do you both
friendly.
Have
that? Because we have one? We have different ones. So like if one's not available for...
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, totally.
Cool.
We've thought it out.
So Badger, he's cute. How big is he?
He's... Badger needs to gain some weight because he's a little skinny.
He looks
skinny.
A little skinny. He's he a will, little, though.
Yeah, yeah, he will. He's living with two bears. he's gonna gain some
and
weight.
And MacDuff.
So. Yes, exactly. he's like 34 pounds now.
Oh, okay.
But he's like, we think he's part Jack Russell and maybe part Corgi. Because he's got like really short muscular legs and he's like really long. Mm-hmm. But he's got this big ass like Jack Russell looking face.
Does he jump?
He jumps a little. Mm-hmm. Right now he's in quarantine in the kitchen because we don't want him to like end up having kennel cough and give it to our other dog, MacDuff. Mm-hmm. So, he will jump up on and put his paws on the top of the gate, but I think it's just so he can see what's up.
And did he whine last night while you guys were sleeping?
He didn't do it while we were sleeping, oh, but he will, he does get a little bit upset. Like if he can't see us and he'll like cry a little bit.
So who slept on the floor in front of him?
MacDuff.
But he's like, bitch, you ain't moving.
Yeah. Thankfully, though, but they're both boys, so we were like worried that they were gonna like totally hate each other or like piss all over everything. But
right.
But they haven't. They're like obsessed with each other. Like I called them prison lovers.
Hashtag prison lovers.
Hashtag prison lovers.
I think somebody on your friends list said, "Oh, I know all about prison lovers."
Oh, that's because we were in jail together once.
Oh. We should really tell that story. I want to hear it. I probably have heard it, but other people want to hear it.
Other people want to hear it. Yeah. I don't.
You don't want to talk about it?
This took a turn. Well, no, it's not like my mom's going to listen to this podcast, right?
Because or will
she?
She
knows that I was in jail. She doesn't know how
to listen
to the
podcast. I went to jail, too. I went to jail, too.
Okay.
And my mom didn't find out. Right. Oh, well, she's dead now, so, aww. I mean, she really can't figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's,
but,
well, small blessings.
I got arrested for public intoxication because I was walking home from the bar instead of driving.
Oh, because that's responsible.
Right.
Right?
No,
no, okay. Apparently
well,
not.
It's not responsible when it's 15 degrees outside and you refuse to wear your coat when you're walking
well,
home.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I, too, was in jail for public intoxication. It was
twinsies.
A whole, oh my God. I went to, so I went to like this, like, I it wasn't, I guess it was kind of like a pagan wedding thing. Anyway, it was like... I went with my roommate slash boyfriend slash personal assistant at the time, who had these college friends, and it was on October 30th, so like Devil's Night.
Mm-hmm.
And so like everything was like black and skulls and like it was kind of weird. And it was at an Elks Lodge, I want to say, or
oh
like
my
a
God.
Moose Lodge.
That's old people's.
Yeah.
Old people
it was
will.
Like, and it was in the middle of nowhere in like northwestern Pennsylvania. And... I was promised an open bar, and what it was open either Bud Light or Miller Lite. And I was like, oh, hell no. So I made my roommate slash boyfriend slash personal assistant at the time. I made him like just buy me cocktails. And so we got super, super hammered, and we ended up like screaming at the DJ because we wanted to slow dance to Lost in Your Eyes by Debbie Gibson, and he didn't have it. So we were like crying and swaying. Lost.
In your eyes.
Anyway, yes. So we got super drunk. I thought somebody stole my coat, and me and him like got into a fight. Like I threw a glass of beer at his face, and then we were like screaming at each other. And then I jumped out of the car
God,
in a red light.
Hot mess.
It was
Express.
Bad. It was really, really bad. So we got arrested separately because he got a DUI.
Ooh.
But he was like, I guess he was sleeping in his car or like he was, but like you can still get a DUI. Like he wasn't moving. And I was like wandering around and I willingly like stopped a cop because it was like a 2-stoplight town. And I was like, I don't know where my hotel is. I'm wasted. Like somebody please help me. And he was like, oh, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you get into this police car.
And you're like, yes, sir, please help me.
Well, so I get to, we get to like the like small town, like podunk jail or whatever. And he's like, well, if I put you back there, like, you're not gonna like fight with your friend again. And I was like, what do you mean? And it turned out that like my friend had gotten arrested separately. And I thought it was hilarious. And my friend didn't think it was hilarious.
Oh.
And then they made him take his pants off because he has tattoos. Like, and all I could hear was like the cop being like, all right, so unbutton your pants. And I was like, oh my God, just do it. Just do it. Go for
fantasy.
It.
Fantasy.
Yes.
I wasn't actually booked. They just held me into the room until I sobered up and then they let me go.
Yeah.
So I never got like a ticket or a citation or anything like that. But I was so afraid my name was going to be in the paper and my mom was going to find out. Granted, I was 21. So it's not like, you know, I was illegally drinking or anything.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, you just don't want your mom in shame.
Mm-mm, no, my mother has always said, I don't do jail and I don't do rehab. That's like her policy.
Your mom sounds like good peeps.
She is.
She's been here several times. I don't think I've ever met her.
Well, she's coming back in May. So we'll have to hang out.
All right. Sounds good. Does she know about the podcast or you're not going to tell her about the podcast?
I don't think she will understand. She's like super lo-fi. Like she,
I don't have an iPod. I can't listen.
She just got a cell phone like this year.
Oh,
like
wow.
I got her a burner like 2 years ago because I was like, look, like you're a single lady on the move. Like I need you to like be able to access emergency information.
Right.
And she just let that shit run out. She quote unquote likes to be off the grid. She don't like nobody to find her because she'll go to the casino.
So she's not on Grindr or Scruff.
She's
or
not on
Grindr.
Christian Mingle.
No.
None of that.
Can't find her.
Nope. But now that she has a cell phone, she gets super pissed off if I don't text her dogs pictures of the dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you'd have to like send her a daily text message?
Yeah. Or I get like angry text messages from my mother. And she likes them if they're black and white.
I do
and
too
moody.
Still.
Well, we need it's to like,
really
guess,
long distance.
Break out that Ouija board.
Right. All right. So I didn't really do anything this week other than work, and we're getting ready to go to Seattle next weekend. So there won't be a show next weekend.
Oh.
But we can record during the week after I get back because I get back on Sunday. So
that's fine.
Going to a wedding out there and just doing some other things like going to the original Starbucks, you know, normal,
basic shit. Tourist,
you know,
white
basic white
stuff.
People.
Yes.
White girls ruin everything.
White people.
Ugh,
the
gross.
Worst.
So this week, this past Tuesday, I had to go for my consultation for my surgery, right?
Right.
Why am I now losing sleep? Because I am so scared of anesthesia, of like
really
going under. I am so nervous about it.
Have you never had like full? Okay.
No, I've never had it like. I even ask him, I go, is there a way to like do this while I'm awake?
No.
So I don't, and he's like, unless you like want to vomit because you're grossed out. No. But,
no.
And it's going to be very painful.
Yeah.
And I was, I just have this fear because I'm like, oh, some ginger people don't take anesthesia very well. Or they wake up in the middle of the surgery and they don't,
like
you know,
like
they think you're dead
sleep.
Or whatever. You know?
Yeah. Well, as a ginger who has been anesthetized several times, I think you'll be okay. I mean, all gingers react a little differently, but I was totally fine.
Because we're special.
We are special. We are snowflakes. Red snowflakes. No, you'll be fine, I think.
Just.
Do you know what they're giving you? Are you getting like an IV? Are you getting...
I'm not even sure how long the surgery takes because they didn't tell me that part.
Yeah.
Maybe that depends on the gas or the IV.
Right.
Let me just tell you what they're going to do because this like in the room grossed me out.
Okay.
You know, my nipples are pierced, so I'm kind of used to that.
Mine are too.
You know, it doesn't hurt anymore or whatever. But this just like, they're going to take off my whole nipple.
Right.
Pull it out.
Yeah.
And then take out the chunk. And then sew the whole thing back on again.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm like, and then I was like, will I be able to go back? Will I be able to go to work after this? And he's like,
girl, like,
probably not for a day or two. You're going to be very in pain.
It's not like outpatient. Like.
Right. And I'm thinking, oh, it's like, because everything that's ever happened to me, it's always been like a outpatient thing. So like when I had my wisdom teeth done, it was just numbed. I wasn't put to sleep. And
I was put to sleep for wisdom teeth.
I had the option, but I didn't have like $800 to do that part, you know?
Right.
Like, or I had an ingrown toenail that was just like in the doctor's office, you know? Snip. Oh, that's horrible too. But everything has always been like outpatient, and I've only been numbed with like Novocaine or whatever they use to do like the biopsy. Like
topical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that hurt the biopsy. So
oh, I bet.
If that hurt, I probably should be put to sleep. I'm having the surgery. It's,
I've seen like, so I've seen, breast, like augmentation surgery where they've taken the nipple out and they like stretch it out.
Right.
And it's really gross looking and it's freaky. But I mean, it doesn't look that bad. You'll be fine.
I'm like, is this a 15 minute procedure? Like how long am I going to be under? Cause I was reading online. People are just like, yeah, it just felt like you're asleep for like 30 seconds.
It literally like it's, so when I got my, the last time I remember having anesthesia was when I was a senior in high school, I got my wisdom teeth out, and, it was like, I closed my eyes and then opened them and I was done, but I was like super cracked out after.
Right.
Like you say some crazy, crazy shit. I don't even remember. I'm like, my mom said I was saying crazy shit, and I like just kept like walking away from her, and she had to like hold me by my collar because I was just wandering, and I was like wandering into traffic and shit, and she was like, no, like I need you to stay right here.
When Tony had his surgery, he came out and they had him like wrapped up real tight because I guess you feel cold when you're coming out of anesthesia or something. And I recorded him, and I'm so afraid he's going to record me, and I'm going to say some, like, real stupid shit.
Oh, my God.
If it does, it'll probably be posted.
Because, yeah. I hope he does record you.
He was like, oh, Bobby, I feel like a burrito. Wrapped so tight. I'm hungry.
That's amazing. I love it.
And then he had, like, 18,000 crackers.
I love it. That's perfect.
So, let's see. We're trying something new with this Google Doc stuff. So, for some reason, I can't get the link to open up, though. That's not good, right? Oh, here we go.
Technical difficulties.
The March for Life.
Oh, yes.
You read the article, Mike Pence, right? Okay, now I'm getting all kinds of ads. What do we think about this? Like, how... It's 2017.
Yes.
It's not 1717.
Right.
Why are we still arguing about abortion? Why is it still a thing? Like,
I personally don't understand. Like, I don't have a vagina or ovaries or uterus to the best of my knowledge. So, like, I don't think it's really my place to tell anybody who's an owner of one of those or all of them, like, what to do with it.
Right.
Like, it is none of my business. Old ass white men don't have any business telling anybody what to do with their pussies.
Right.
At all.
What happened was, is I went to my local news station in Virginia where I grew up, and they had posted about this, and I had made a post that said, I think I retweeted it or something. It was on my page. You know, it doesn't make sense for these pro-life people to say, oh, don't have abortions, and then turn around and say, but don't use my money for welfare or any kind of program that helps children.
Right.
And that's my point I was trying to make. And then what was the first response? Baby killer. I'm like, really? That's tired.
Here's the thing, though. Like, you can't defund Planned Parenthood just for abortions, because that's like a minuscule percentage of what they actually provide. We need not abstinence only education, because that shit don't work.
No, because we're animals.
Yes.
And we fuck because our bodies tell us to. Yes,
exactly. The more
we might have brains, but
you can't just be like, oh no, don't touch that.
Right.
No, because we go and touch it.
Like, I don't believe there's any Catholic priest that has never had sex. Like,
really?
I don't think that's possible.
I don't know. My priest growing up was wonderful. So, like, I grew up Catholic, and he was, oh my God, he was gay as a bag of Skittles. Like, he was super, super gay.
Was he cute?
Really. He was a wonderful guy, though. He recently passed away, which was sad, and he's super awesome. Father Dennis, he was just a wonderful guy. But I remember him bringing, like, I don't know if it would be like a boyfriend or like a special friend or whatever, but like we would have like youth group pancake breakfasts and stuff like that, and there would be some man there with him, and he used to go to like tropical like gay destinations and shit like that, and yeah, and he would come back all tan and shit, and
he was getting it on.
He totally was. Yeah. I'm sure he was not celibate, and I know a couple other priests that I have encountered in my journeys that are down for a little man on man.
Oh yeah, there is a story about that, right? Like,
do I have a story about that? I mean, I do have stories about
else.
That.
Maybe it was in a documentary I watched. I don't know.
Maybe. I ran across one at a like a Renaissance fair once.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was he dressed as a priest?
He was dressed as like a monk. Like he was like he was like selling like those like warm roasted nuts, and he was being like real dirty about it.
Oh right.
And I was like, oh my god. And I was there with one of my friends, and he was all like, yeah, you want these nuts in your mouth? And, and then my friend was like, oh yeah, he's a priest. And I was like, oh my god,
that's so hot, I'm fucking him tonight.
Right. Well, apparently he had a big old dick.
Apparently. Did you see that?
No comment.
But anyway, like people responding to this article, so stupid. I'm just like, is there a disconnect in your brain? Like, there's something wrong with you if you can't. And they're like, it's not really about a religion. It's about a life. It's not your life.
No,
who cares?
No, it's not. And it's not your decision. You don't get to decide. Like, everybody has bodily autonomy. Like, we need to, like, just take care of our own business.
Right.
You don't need to worry about other people. And you need to, if you're that worried about, like, having children or whatever, then you should be pro Planned Parenthood and pro handing out condoms and pro like responsible sexual education for children,
or donating your time at orphanages, or
there you go, adopt you some babies.
Right. That's another thing I put in my post. If you're complaining about all this and you have the means to adopt and you don't, you're a hypocrite because you're not trying to help the situation.
Right.
That's the thing I was trying to say, is complain doesn't help the situation.
Right.
You're doing is not helping.
Go ahead and have an opinion.
Right.
But then back it
up. But don't do nothing.
Yeah. Don't sit there and do nothing. And it's the same thing, though, with like the refugee situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have the means, and America does have the means, like, why are we not helping? And why are we yanking visas away and all of that shit, which is...
You guys... This gave me nightmares last night. Like, I could not sleep. I was so worried about this, like, Muslim ban thing. Because it's just, like, I cannot believe this is happening in the United States. And people are like, oh, Obama did it. Carter did it. All right. First, Carter wasn't even alive, I don't think. Also, it has been 60 years or whatever since he's been president. Maybe 40.
Like, 40, I think.
Okay. But... just because one president did it doesn't mean it's okay 25 years later to do it. Like, we've grown as a world. What he's doing is wrong.
Right. And it's not a, like, black and white comparable situation either. Like, the world has changed. Like, the economy has changed. The global society is different. But I'll tell you what, I'll be registering as a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
This white, gay, Irish, ginger. Catholic ginger will be Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
At least on paper, because I do like pork.
Okay.
Right. They
don't. No, cows, right?
Cows?
I don't know.
We're so ill-informed. We're over here. We're over here like all like, we're liberal and we want to save the refugees and Planned Parenthood. And
where is Syria?
Oh, my God.
But she's over there. But I mean, at least, I mean, there was like 3,000 to 4,000 people that showed up at the O'Hare Airport last night.
I know.
All over the United States.
I know.
Because what he's doing is against what like 54% of the population of the United States is against.
Well, this is why,
even more than that, but some people are afraid to say.
Again, he has lost the popular vote. Mm-hmm. He is like president on a technicality. So, no, ma'am.
So the 18 people they had detained in O'Hare were let go last. Were
good.
Let go. Good. Let go. That's what it's like.
Right.
Let go.
It's jacked.
And all of them were people that are legally here. One of them was like a 15 or 18 month old baby that was born here in the United States.
Mm-mm. You know, this isn't going to stand.
Hashtag rude. Get. No, it's not.
No, it's not. And
then I don't. It's so embarrassing. I can't even, it's so weird.
I got a letter from a friend of mine who lives in Copenhagen.
Well, like a handwritten letter?
Oh, no, not a handwritten, like an email, sorry. Oh, okay. but no.
I was like,
ooh, a letter. No, it's.
Was it in cursive?
Oh my goodness. It was a telegram. It was in Morse code. No, but it was a very eloquently written letter from a friend of mine who I knew when I lived in Pennsylvania, who taught at a university in Pennsylvania and now teaches in Copenhagen.
Where he's probably happy as fuck.
Right. And he's, without going too much into it, he is English. Mm-hmm. He was born in the UK. And, like, they're not having an easy time of it either with Theresa May and Brexit and all mm-hmm. of that shit. But it's nice to know that the world at large stands with the media and the liberal kind of standpoint in America. Everybody is embarrassed, like, for us. And it's, like, weird. It's like when you, like... Say you have like this crazy redneck drunk like stepfather mm-hmm. and he's like driving you and your friends to the mall
and he's drunk
mm-hmm. and he's saying all this crazy shit and like all of your friends are like, girl, no, I know that's okay. I know that's not you.
Right.
I know that's not what you're really like. I understand. That's what it's like.
We were talking to Tony's brother this morning. They live in Brussels mm-hmm. and we were FaceTiming and he said over there that they're like baffled by the whole thing also because they're going through the whole Brexit thing, you right. know that, and yeah. then they have the we do care about what happened with Brexit, but
right.
both things that are happening now affects them more, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not, maybe that's just me being stupid white person from America that doesn't know anything. But he said they're baffled, like they can't believe it's happening. This is happening in the United States.
Well, it's insane because like two of the biggest powers in the world, the UK and America, were just like, nah, we're going to be backwards assholes for right. like a minute. Like, sorry, I know you guys like us, but like.
Wasn't there a point? Well, actually, a bunch of empires have gotten to this point where they're like super mega powerful right. and then boo, 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 everything right. comes crawling down. And then the next thing you know, we're going to be doing slave labor somewhere.
Oh, my God. No, I just know. That's extreme.
I instantly, when people ask me, I'm like, World War III. We're going there. We're all going to die.
We're not all going to die. I think there's going to be probably like at least there's going to be a cultural revolution, if not like a full political like we're going to be a new country shit.
Right.
California's trying to back up out of here. Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Although
they are breaking away with natural causes. Right. They're not just for sure. It's going to be their own ocean. Island.
Right. Exactly.
They're like, we're going to chill over here with you, Alaska.
Right.
Alaska. Hawaii.
Hawaii's not even over God. There either. Hawaii's in the South Pacific.
Well, I know, but they're moving edge closer.
I guess. They got a way to go.
They got a couple millions yeah. of years or billions, but. Wow. We're at 27 minutes. We had a lot to talk about.
We were chatty. Right?
That's good. How are you feeling about the show?
I'm enjoying anything? It. I'm learning. As some of you may know, I'm not super great at the Twitter.
You're getting better.
I am getting better. I'm going to try to be better. And mm-hmm. I finally figured out how to access like the Foul Monkeys actual like Twitter feed.
Okay.
So that'll happen in the near future. But I'm enjoying it very much. I'm loving all of the feedback. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to work on popping my P's and my B's.
MP ain't for pussy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I think it's great. I'm having a really good time.
Okay, good. We discussed through really through Facebook yeah. about having our first guest.
Yes.
So we just need to schedule that. And
yeah.
It's going to be a female. Oh, the shame. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
She's probably just as gay as we are.
She is just as gay as right. we are. It's going to be wonderful.
She's awesome. She's actually a friend of Brad and Whelan's also. Yes. So that's how I know her. And that's is that how you know her? Or you
I
probably
her,
did shows together or something?
I think that's initially how I met her. And then we were like, oh my God, we know like 2 million people right. in common. So, yeah.
That's what happens when you add someone on Facebook. You're like, oh, I don't know you. Let's add a Facebook. Right. And then it's like 1,500 people exactly. in common. You're like, oh. Okay.
It's every time that happens with an actor that I've worked with in Chicago, though, it's like interesting to see like who's done shows with who. And then there's like always like one person who's done everything everywhere in Chicago.
Right.
So
does everyone hate them?
No, everyone loves them. Everybody in Chicago is like, it's not a super competitive I mean, it's competitive in that it's not exactly easy to get cast all the time, but like everybody is super supportive and like loves each other, and it's weird. It's not
like that in New York.
No, it's like cutthroat kind of.
They're like, fuck you bitches.
Yeah.
Give me the part.
Have you seen Showgirls? They're throwing motherfuckers downstairs and shit.
Didn't they say they were going to make a remake of that? Is that even possible?
I don't know. How can you improve on perfection? Right.
I'm a dancer.
Oh my God. I love that movie so much.
We should watch it one night and then have a podcast while it's playing.
Oh my God. We could make comments. Yeah. I'm into that.
That would be fun. All right, so we're going to go. We're at 30 minutes. We're going to record another show.
Yeah,
bye. And then we have a phone call on the next show.
Ooh.
We probably will find something else to talk about.
Oh, I got lots of stories.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
Say it again.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Yeah.